producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Thursday, December the 3rd. Hello, welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Doug Steffen Day. It's your day. It's Ken Kesler Day. It's the day to once again figure out what it is that we're missing in our country. That shooting that left 14 people dead in the California Social Services Center is pretty much what everybody is talking about. And without it being a political response, I said, what was it, Monday, Kenny, that we have a weakened spiritual base and it has nothing to do with religion. And the president's response was tepid. I didn't use that word then, but I'll use it now. Tepid, predictable, and impossible to understand at this point. Not him, just although the problem with one person running a country like ours is that you look to that person for everything, and that's not fair. I mean, even though he wanted the job, and the person before him wanted the job, and the person before that, they all want the job. But is it fair to expect whoever is sitting in that chair, or who is occupying that space, or who is titularly in charge? Because we all know, especially the last couple of regimes here, there has been deep-rooted and solid support for anything other than you fill in the blank, whether it's Bush or Obama. And I've not seen, maybe it was a little bit to the, maybe it was that way with Clinton, but it didn't seem like the people in this country felt a little better, even though Clinton is a scoundrel. There was something about the way he approached people and he approached the issues and fixed. He actually, Clinton, in my opinion, actually was the last president to really fix problems. He didn't fix them all because one person can't fix them all. One party can't fix them all. And maybe in this circumstance, when you look at the deprivation that creates something like this latest shooting, why? Everybody's asking why. Well, The whys come, I suppose, after you get to the people who are actually doing it. There was, I think, one person was killed, one of the suspects, Kenny, right? And the other one was wounded, and the other one got away. If I remember the sort of assessment when last I checked this out.
They're saying now that there were only two shooters, and both have expired.
Ah, okay. What happened to the third one? There was supposedly a third one involved. There was a third one reported to have been in this health center. So,
The story seems to have changed.
At least people can count to two, then.
Yeah.
May not be able to count to three, but they can count to two. The shootout, the SUV looked like a movie set to me. The latest movie, whatever movie you go to, you see the cars all shot up by the machine guns or whatever. It reminds me of a scene in the Dick Tracy movie when the bad guys are coming out of the garage and he and all the police are just sitting, well, not sitting, they're staying there with Tommy guns and they're blah, 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 blah. It's cartoon violence. That is cartoon violence. Most of what you see in many of the movies where there are shoot-ups like that, that's cartoon violence. And whether that impacts the people who come up with these plans to do these sorts of things, and then you can take a number of ancillary other issues that are part of today's thinking, whether it's more gun control. There's going to be a battle over gun control, but gun control as an issue, yeah, there's some issue to who was able to get these guns, and you have one side, we got to have gun control. Other side, we have too many mentally ill. Okay, so those are both pat answers. The people who are gun owners and the associations that support them, they're easily they're using this excuse that there's so much mental illness in this country, and they're right. There is a lot of unseen,
untreated mental illness in our country. And we're probably going to find out that these people are, or were these two men, or three, whoever, how many there were.
It was a husband and wife.
Oh, was it? I didn't realize it was a husband and wife. All right, so there's got to be, there's an axe grind there. When I went to bed, I just saw bits and pieces of this, and I thought to myself, I'm in the same place I was with the last shooting a couple of days ago, and then the shooting before that. But I didn't really come up with this, the relevance of the social and spiritual angle, which I think now is appropriate. We have, and it applies not just to us as Americans and to what's going on our turf. It applies to every place and everyone who has these monstrous, horrible thoughts, wants to do these monstrous, horrible things, and pulls off these deeds. This country has gotten to be too populous, can't control it. The world has too many people, can't be controlled. And the answer is never, in my mind, to pass more laws, because the laws aren't being enforced that now are on the books. To just throw, it's like throwing more money. We've got to have a new group of people. The way that we're going about this is all wrong. If it were right, these things wouldn't keep happening, would they? By definition, if we had fixed the problem or addressing it the right way, then they wouldn't keep happening. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. We don't do anything.
No, we talk about it, like the situation with Daesh, till it gets way beyond control, because there are too many people trying to make the decisions. I had this problem in my own company. There's too many people in the pipeline making decisions or having input. And I should just say, okay, this way we're going to do it and get it done. Instead, I'm trying to bring everybody in so that we'll all be happy. And that's the way the international scene is working. Everybody comes to the table and nobody's happy. And at this point, the way this is being, the Democrats, you know, depending on what goes on in the primary season, the Democrats are very vulnerable here, because the Republicans will use this kind of thing and get at into the core thinking of those who are against trying to curb this violence. So, anyway, that's one situation, the situation that exists in San Bernardino, California. You'll recall the problems of one Freddie Gray in Baltimore, and our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, has an overview of that situation as the trials begin this week on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I can even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hurry! Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He is, as a lawyer, college professor, very wise, and he's very measured when it comes to a lot of the legal events that confront us. This Freddie Gray trial, where do you expect this is going to go, given the fact that the city has pretty much fallen apart as a result of this? There's no law. It's like the Wild West there. There's no law enforcement. That's got nothing to do with the trial. Although once the trial is over and the police are dealt with one way or another, do things straighten out in Baltimore, you think, Steve?
Ultimately, you know, you have to have some hope, or you just give in to, right, as you said, the kind of Wild West mentality. It is kind of interesting that the officer that they're choosing to put on trial first is an African American officer, because there are six officers that are going to be tried separately. It also is interesting that the judge did not agree to take the trial out of the city, and it may have been more for political reasons than anything else. Because the argument of the defense lawyers was, how are you going to find people that don't have strong opinions on this? As a matter of fact, there were people who were initially in the jury pool that have been arrested by these police or victims of crime in Baltimore. So it's I was surprised how quick the jury selection has gone. They questioned about 150 people in the first 2 days, and as we start today, they're about ready to impanel that jury and make the opening statements.
Didn't the judge say it's going to be over? This trial will be the first over by December 17th.
Yep.
How does he predict that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, he has an idea. He has a witness list, because all of the participants in this, the prosecution and the defense, have to provide their list to the judge. But it is kind of interesting. How do you make that kind of a prediction? But judges, general, they're never wrong in their own courtroom. I remember being in a trial, and some lawyer just lost it. He said, "Judge, you can't do that," and the judge, with a smirk, leaned forward, pulled on his robe, and said, "You see this? This says I can. You don't like it? Go somewhere else."
No. Well, can't you appeal when those sort of things happen? Yeah, you can do that. But
you can. But, you know, what will happen with the city, I think the best thing that will happen out of this trial will be a public airing of what happened, with measured responses and testimony in favor by the prosecution and the defense, because the media in so many of these cases inflames, sometimes with legitimate facts, as we saw out in Chicago, where it took a reporter using the Freedom of Information Act to get the video released. Other times, as very much with the situation of Michael Brown, reporting hearsay that ended up being wrong. So I'm kind of glad that this will be a good public trial to see what happened.
News media is the culprit in most of our problems. And well, how do we sue them? Let's sue the news media. How often does that happen, by the way?
Well, you know, interesting enough, Jameis Winston, the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, threatened to sue CNN if they put on a documentary last week that had the allegations that he was a rapist.
Yeah, did they put it on?
They put it on, and so far he hasn't sued.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe something called guilt attached to that. Thanks, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a good day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Christmas star of the day. Our good day. Today it's Luann Hunt.
Palm trees, mistletoe. This year Santa may not show.
Oh, no.
Hot early, red nose Rudy. Wants a break.
Rudy wants a break.
He's tired.
So, what I like about this, other than the sweet sounds of Luann Hunt, this is a song where she teamed up with the Royal Guardsmen. Remember Snoopy's Christmas and Snoopy versus the Red Baron?
Yeah.
So Luann is an award-winning Grammy balladed recording artist from Southern California. Her single from last year, The Hosts of Christmas Past, won her a second American Songwriting Award. She's been pursuing a professional music career since the mid-90s. She worked with Billy Ray Cyrus, Tammy Wynette, Toby Keith, Martina McBride. So she knows her way around. She has chops when it comes to music.
Well,
Luann, welcome. Merry Christmas, Luann.
Yeah, same to you. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you here. Tell us a little about you. What's your story, other than what I just said, in terms of your professional career? You've worked with all these great stars, but what got you started?
Well, I always loved music as a kid, but you know, I didn't seem to hold too much promise in that area of singing and everything. But it kind of stayed with me, you know, my whole life. I really wanted to sing, so I started out, you know, just taking some music courses at the college, and that led to me finally teaching singing, and then I started songwriting in the early 90s, and you know, it was just kind of a progression of things happening.
So are you a voice coach? Are you the person that says use your diaphragm more effectively?
I was. For a long time I did that, and that's when I really actually grew as a singer. Teaching is just an amazing way to learn yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you have a new Christmas single for this year, sort of an anti-Black Friday tune.
Yeah.
You came up with this, you wrote it yourself, yeah?
You know, my husband wrote the song like about 20 years ago, but it had different lyrics to it, and we always felt it was a pretty strong melody, so we've talked about it over the years. We need to record that, but change the lyrics. So this year, you know, we were just talking about the commercialism of Christmas and how bad it's gotten, and it was like the light bulb went on. You know what? Let's work on that song, you know, and make those lyrics something that's relevant for today.
All right, so let's listen to some of the lyrics. lyrics in The Greatest Christmas Gift, new this year from Lou Ann Hunt. LUANNEHunt.com. Get this music here. We have a little snippet, Richie, of your a cappella version of Let There Be Peace on Earth. I understand you were finishing this up in a studio when the Paris attacks happened. And so how did that influence? You heard what was going on in Paris. How did that affect the way you did the recording?
Actually, was in there. We were finishing up the mix and the mastering aspect of it, and I got a text. My husband sent me a text telling me about it, and I just couldn't believe the timing of that because, you know, that's what everybody wants in the world is peace on earth.
We sure do. How come we can't have it? Most of us want it. How come it eludes us? There's an insidious story to that I don't want to get into right now. But that's always been one of my favorite tunes. Let There Be Peace on Earth. Lou Ann, best of luck. Merry Christmas. Thank you for gracing us with your presence and allowing us to play some of your tunes. If you're interested in Lou Ann's music, again, go to LouAnnHunt.com or Amazon or the usual places. All right, Richie. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Ken Kessler, monitoring some of the important things that are going on. I'm betting that social media is taking a turn toward the situation in California, that shooting there, Kenny. Is that right? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day.
Yes, lots of posts, lots of people jumping to conclusions because we really don't know. There's so much we don't know about it yet.
Yeah, well, I turned off my attention toward this when I first heard the story. People said, well, that's not very informative of you. I don't want to know any more about it. I mean, other than for the reason, when you listen to the news, you'll hear all the reports. My one focus is what we do about fixing this. In our heart and soul, we know what we're doing now, which is basically nothing, doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't save the day. So I'll be interested in your thoughts. But those are mine pretty much to the bottom of my core. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And as I said, Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's spend some time talking about another political fiasco that continues on and on and on. Healthcare spending growing humongously, just beyond control, the charges that people have now for their health care. And it's sort of, when I think about how this all took place, it was very childish. But then isn't most of politics very childish? I want my way. Wah, 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 wah. And if I can't have it, I'm not giving you what you need or you want. Wah, 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 wah. So we, the people who sort of responded to Mr. Obama's need to have controlling influence, after all, you say, he is the president, so why wouldn't we give the president what he wants? Well, because what he wanted, the way he wanted it, the idea of having it is great. Health care for everybody. Let's have health care for everybody. But the way it came about sucks. So the spending, the increase, and this is the biggest one in 8 years, the expanded coverage under Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, zooming up the price of prescription drugs, zooming up the cost of what you pay when you go into the hospital. And it's, but the egos involved in this, and I want my way, wah, 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 I'm smarter than you are, wah, 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 is not proving out, is not bearing up. So those of you who think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you're increasingly in the minority, look at the numbers. It's a great idea, and we ought to figure out a way to do it so that it is positive for everybody, or most everybody. You can't, what is the old expression, you can please some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time. You can't please all the people all the time. It just doesn't work that way. But for heaven's sakes, we ought to be able to, without it being shoved down our throats and without it being so politicized in the new world order of things, just discussions about things that make sense. This was a great idea. Mrs. Clinton had the idea to do something like this when her husband assumed office, but it didn't go anywhere because she was the wrong messenger, just same as Obama was the wrong messenger. Who's the right messenger? I don't know. I got off on this toot in the last half hour and didn't quite finish my thinking about why it is that we have so many problems that we can't address in our country and in the world because, A, we don't have good leadership, and, B, it requires more than one person to be able to run things well, and it shouldn't. It's become almost a dictatorship with Obama, and it was that way with Bush. We got to have Iraq. Iraq was his health care bill, or vice versa. His wanting to go into Iraq had the same impact on all of us that the health care did in terms of what it costs. And if you didn't go along with the president, wah, 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 and going along with the president was a disaster. As the health care bill, as it was passed, is a disaster. So now the Republicans are back at it again, trying to push approval of legislation that demolishes the health care law. There's going to be a veto fight. Of course there is. And they know they'll lose. But this is a year of an election, and the right-wingers think this is great. Get rid of it. Well, yeah, getting rid of it is fine, but what do you do for the people who actually need the benefits and the health care coverage? What do you do for them? Or do they need to do for themselves? See, I always thought that the best way to maneuver this, if you're going to do the political social engineering stuff, which is basically what this is you do it through the tax code. You give people complete control of whatever their health care is, and they pay whatever the bill is, and then it's deductible, all of it. Now, that's existed to a certain extent, medical health savings accounts, that sort of thing. But it didn't go far enough because there were still a lot of people who didn't have health care because they couldn't afford to pay the bill in the first place. So we've gone, we've pretty much gone full circle here because people can't afford to pay the thing's going to crumble under the weight of itself because people are just going to stop paying. They can't afford it. So how do we keep it from all falling apart is the question for real leadership. Is Mitch McConnell a leader to figure it out? No. He's a crusty old F-A-R-T. He's a relic. He's a fossil. He's getting a new idea in his brain for 15 years. And neither did Harry Reid. And most of them who were there don't have new ideas. Where's the new idea factory? That's what you need. New and stimulating ideas. More stimulating talk radio, Kenny. More stimulating congressional leadership. All right, food for thought in a moment, as long as we're in the health pew. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a frequent visitor with us, we discuss once again the value of flu vaccines up next here on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Jack Stockwell is arriving on track one here on the Good Day program. He's responsible for a couple of things that are of significance when it comes to your health and well-being. One of them is a podcast, and you can find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What's the latest? Every week he has a new thread, a new trail. Hundreds of thousands of people now downloading this podcast. What's the news this week? Well, the latest one is why we keep getting sicker and how to fix it. We're talking about as a society? No, or are you talking about us as a culture? As a culture, and individually as well. You getting even sicker? No, I'm not getting sicker. No, sick. Jennifer, are you getting sicker?
I hope not.
No. Kenny, you sicker?
I don't think so.
All right, so that's because we're listening to Jack.
No,
so
it's just statistics.
Let that
there,
be
you know?
A lesson
especially
to those
kids.
Of you who don't
especially
listen.
Kids.
Yeah, children are because they're not getting exercise. They have the latest podcaster, or they have the latest statcaster, or they've got the latest device, and they sit around and mope and play with that all day long. Don't get any exercise. I think that's one of the chief problems we have in our country today is lack of exercise, lack of opportunity in school, even because the feds have killed the money for that. And so here we are trying to figure out a way to make our children and our offspring healthier. And for some reason or another, there's a double-edged sword here, Jack.
Well, they're getting plenty of exercise with thumbs and fingers.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they're going to do for them.
Yeah, I mean, they just sit there with their heads cocked forward, which is getting
what they're calling neck.
Yeah, they're calling it Tex neck now. Mm-hmm. And they're getting tendinitis. they're not even out of their teens, and they're getting tendinitis in their thumbs and their fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just go to a local restaurant and sit around and watch what all the people are doing.
All on their...
Nobody's talking. Nobody's visiting.
Nope.
They're
on their devices.
What are they
saying to people? Nonsense for the most part. Repetition. I always love it when they get to the airport and people pick up the phone. I'm here. Oh, Russ. What happened before there was a cell phone? The people knew you were going to be there at 8 o'clock, so what do you have to call and tell them you're there for?
We should do the Doug Steffen and Dr. Jack, Doug and Dr. Disconnect Challenge. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It made me feel good. I disconnected almost completely in Vegas, and it felt great. Yes.
Right, exactly. All right, so Jack, by the way, is a Nuka chiropractor, and he specializes in your shoulder and neck. That's what chiropractors who are called Nukans, N-U-C-C-A-N-S,
practice. Jack, the cheerleader.
Yeah. All right, the folks at the Forbidden Doctor also have produced an enzyme, a long-life energy enzyme, and that, in fact, is what it's called, long-life energy enzymes. This is a special scientific secret formula. Enzymes are the spark of life that supports everything that goes on in your body. It helps you with digestion, breathing, your circulation, fighting disease. That's what I like about it. And you've had any number of comments from people suggesting that once they get on the enzymes, whatever problems they're having with certain diseases have gone down or gone away, right?
Well, we just really, we were knocked off, had our socks knocked off yesterday. This lady came in buying I think it was about a third bottle, and she said, what is the relationship between these enzymes and Down syndrome? And I said, well, Down syndrome, that's a congenital problem with one of the chromosome number 21. And she says, well, I have a 57-year-old brother who lives with us, and he has been so depressed all these last few years, because they usually don't last that long anyway. They usually die sooner than that. But she says he's so depressed he wouldn't get out of bed. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He doesn't want to do anything. She says as soon as we got him on these, he's up and running around to the point where we have to watch him to make sure he's not going out of the house anymore. Mm-hmm. That was like I said, it knocked our socks off. But it's because of the energy it brought back into his system.
Yeah, it's great.
It just blew us away.
Great for energy. It's great for what ails you. The long life energy enzymes. You ought to try them out. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on the products and click on long life energy enzymes. You can read about it on their website. All of the information you need to know to get the background. And then when you decide to buy long life energy enzymes, enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for 10% off the retail. Long life energy enzymes, a part of what you can find for better living at theforbiddendoctor.com. All right, we were talking about red meat and how, according to the studies, it will increase your risk of having a stroke. Another reason for me, I know Jack and I don't agree on this, I don't touch red meat. He thinks you got to get protein someplace, but when I look at this, I'm happy I'm not eating red meat, Jack, and I'm worried about you because you are.
Well, it depends on the source again. Most red meat consumed in this country is commercially produced.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's very hard to find, far and wide to find quality raw, free range beef.
Grass pastured.
Meat. Not that much of it.
No antibiotics.
Yep.
No.
But most people don't even know that, Jack.
I understand that because the commercial meat market doesn't want you to understand that. They don't want you to even begin to think that there's anything wrong with that stuff. And there is.
Mm-hmm.
And our two podcasts ago, number 43, is Red Meat Really Cancerous?
Yeah.
And we get really deep into that very subject. And you go back to what people were eating 100 years ago when there was very, very little cancer, when there was no heart disease, and animal products were a very big part of their daily staple, their daily diet.
Yeah.
And it came directly off the farm, grass pasture, drank clean water, no antibiotics, were eating grass that was not laced with pesticides or herbicides or glyphosate or Roundup or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
As all of those things have crept into the marketplace, especially commercial foods, sure, there's a big link between that and cancer. There's a big link between that and stroke because you're eating poisoned food.
Yeah. All right. So there's that one link trying to keep you from having a stroke and keep you healthy. There's another thing, this flu vaccine, as you pointed out a few minutes ago, the amount of thimesicone or thimericol or whatever
that is.
Thimerosal. It's silver, mercury.
Yes, it's mercury.
So why are these people lying so much to us?
Well, you have to understand why it's in there in the first place. And the thing is that when you give a dead virus in a vaccine, and most people think there's nothing in a vaccine but a dead virus and some clean water, you have to put something in there that so incredibly shocks the system to force it to recognize something that's dead. And so that's why this stuff's in there. And the latest numbers say, what, 25,000 times more mercury in a shot than there is in your drinking water.
Enhance your immune system, folks.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
First, we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
I really can't stay.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy cane, candy corns, syrup.
Hold your hands there, just
Leon Redbone never sounded like this before. And Zoe Deschanel, how do you pronounce your name?
And Zoe Deschanel.
Sister is Bones.
To that fireplace.
Or Emily.
So really,
I'm sure she must go by the name Bones.
You know.
Bones Deschanel.
Oh, she stars in that show.
Yeah.
All right, you got everything taken care of here, Richie?
One more.
The worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Really? That's what I call you.
Thank you, Rich.
Very
nice.
You're a cotton-headed ninny muggins sometimes.
All right, the movie was number one during the Christmas season 2003. For those of you who remember, it's kind of neat. Baby, it's cold outside from Elf. That's how we get started with movie moments here on Good Day.
You ever see this movie, Doug?
I did not, Rich.
I'm sure you didn't.
No.
Is there any movie from what's his name that you like?
You would love Elf.
Will Ferrell.
And even though Will Ferrell annoys you,
no. I did go see one of those Anchorman movies.
He annoys the daylights out of me.
Yeah.
So sweet. This movie and Love Actually and Christmas Vacation. Come on.
Really?
Better than that? Yeah.
Oh my God. Horrors. All right, we'll pause for a moment and we'll get through to some of the movie news, including a surprising Star Wars story. Up next here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so here's something for your palate. If you'd like to awaken your palate, Roberta. Ice cream inspired by Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
Ample Hills Creamery in Brooklyn is offering several flavors that you can eat while you're watching the first six movies in preparation for The Force Awakens later on in December. The light side is what this is called. Does anybody do that anymore? Just sits and eats a quarter ice cream?
It depends.
Would you do that?
Yes. No, that never happens.
Not at all.
No, who would ever do that?
Well, what makes you think somebody would do that?
Yeah.
The dark side, one of them is called the dark side.
Ooh,
it's
an
ultra dark chocolate ice cream with espresso fudge brownies, cocoa crispies, and white chocolate pearls.
Mm. Okay, give me the other one because that's the one I want. This one coming up. This sounds good.
What? But the other one is the light side. It's
the
one's the light side and the other one's the dark side.
Read the light side now.
You want the light side? A bright marshmallow ice cream, homemade crispy clusters, smattering of handmade cocoa crispies.
Just a smattering.
Yeah, so that you can tell the light from
sounds
the
sounds pretty
dark.
Good.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
That? Yeah.
And I would like the dark one with like peanuts in it.
Yeah.
You know, add peanut butter sauce.
Mm-hmm. You don't like marshmallow ribs?
No.
What is wrong with
not
you?
An ice cream.
All right, so that story, if you want to attempt yourself, that's the ice cream stories at DougSteffen.com. So the movie that's getting the most criticism this week is a movie that's not even out yet. The director of Gods of Egypt is getting it in the neck along with Lionsgate Studio because they casted white actors in Gods of... They cast?
Is that a real word?
Cast.
You're correcting my English?
Yeah, you always correct ours.
Yeah.
Crow. Anyway, this movie, you see the trailer around, it looks like a horrible movie. All kinds of creepy, crawly creatures in it. But anybody who knows any history of Egypt knows that there were no white people in Egypt until they migrated from other parts of the planet. There, at the time this was supposed to take place, around the beginning of the building of the pyramids, they were all dark-skinned Middle Easterners. So they, again, criticism, that movie's not going to do much anyway. But I thought it was interesting how much hoopla and uproar it's causing. It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.